It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Give you the stock market report here. Stock market report sponsored by Kendall Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, home of the $21,000 discount. Kendall Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram.com. Crowder, the S&P 500, and the NASDAQ, they have capped off their best week of 2024 today. Dow Jones down up 297 points.
Say what?
S&P 500 up 30 points, NASDAQ up another 114 points. Very good week on Wall Street. We have to do Marlins tickets. We have Marlins tickets to give away. We have not given away our final pair. We have Marlins tickets for the 21st. The Braves will be in town, and it is also Beer Fest at Lone Depot Park. You can enjoy a sampling of domestic, international, and local craft brews. We'll give away the final pair this week. Got to be 21 or over to win. Give away the final pair this week sometime before 6 o'clock. We'll do headlines here. We still have a ton of stuff to get to. Just been 2 hours of reacting to last night's Dolphins game. I'd like to get into some of the football of it too, beyond the Tua stuff. I'd like to get into some of the football of last night. But we do have some sound from Mike McDaniel that we're going to play for you here regarding Tua. He had his press conference today. Let's get your headlines brought to you by Doral Kia at Doral Kia. Choose from over 500 new Kia models in inventory like the Sportage, Sorento, and Telluride. Remember, when it comes to Kia, the great deals are at Doral Kia.
We'll start with that McDaniel sound. There's also some nuggets from McDaniel today regarding other injuries. Let's not forget Tua Tagovailoa. That was not the only player to leave the game yesterday. It seemed like it was a domino effect, truthfully, at one point in the game.
Bad. I mean, are we done with Teron Armstead after 1.5 games? Like, that's not good, man.
Knew he wasn't going to play 17, but I didn't know it was going to be 2.
1.5?
Yeah.
Yeah, at one point, Teron Armstead was out. Lester Cotton had to come in for Robert Jones. Jeff Wilson had 0 yards on the ground yesterday. That seems impossible. But that was a fact. It was not pretty yesterday. There's no doubt about it. But let's get back to Mike McDaniel. We were just listening to a ton of people opine on what Tua should do with his career. David Fiorones of the Sun Sentinel today, Mike McDaniel met with the media. He asked Coach McDaniel how realistic a retirement consideration could and should be for Tua Tagovailoa. This was his response.
I think it would be so wrong of me to even sniff that subject, and it's more in line of actually caring about the human being, and you know that's something that entirely you're talking about his career, right? His career is his, you know, and that's something that I think I just really, really, really wish. I totally understand it, and it's not misplaced. I totally get how that's where people want to go to. I just wish that people would for a second hear what I'm saying, that bringing up his future is not in the best interest of him. So, you know, I'm going to plead with everybody that, you know, that does genuinely care, that should be the last thing on your mind, because you don't, like, what do you think that's, if I would answer that question, I'd be like, all right, this is my thoughts on his career. And he read it. If he agreed with it or he disagreed with it, either way, I've just made him worse. So I'm not taking this opportunity to just, I don't think it's appropriate, simply because of my care and regard. And I don't think, those types of conversations when you're talking about somebody's career. I think it probably is only fair that their career should be decided by them, you know.
I'm with that. That's been my point all day, is their career gets decided by them. And Mike McDaniel, he's too close to it. He loves these guys. You saw it last night. We goofed with the kiss. He loves these guys. He wants what's best for them. Mike McDaniel's gone through some hardships in his life. He knows how important it is to be healthy and mentally there, because he's been the opposite due to alcohol. So it's not his decision to make. And it'll be Tua's decision to make. But I'm kind of with Mike McDaniel. Hey, like, let him figure this out. Let him figure this out.
Yeah. Yeah. And there are dangerous careers outside of football now.
Yes.
Military, police officers. You know what I'm saying? Like, they decide to, you know, to do that. And I tell every officer I see, and I know the whole thing happened with Tyreek Hill and all that stuff. Every time I talk to police officers, I say, I respect what you do. Because I never had a job where I'm in line, have to carry a gun, and have a chance of somebody killing me that day. So I respect what you do. Something can happen to them every single day that could take their life. So, like, let's – and I know this it's a wide-range conversation right now of telling somebody we're about 30 years and whatever we're talking about, knowing his grandchildren's name. And I understand that side of it. I always bring up, like, Junior Seau and those guys that I know that we don't really know what they were going through, and then that happens to them, and what's football a part of it, the CTE stuff, everything that's said. But to that point of what's going to happen, we speak on it. If Tua says he wants to play football, there's going to be a team that lets Tua start at quarterback for them in the NFL, because of the fact that he's a top 10 quarterback in the world. So
unless the only caveat I throw in there is, unless you have a Chris Bosh situation where you're just not medically cleared to play, where a team says, we can't clear you, the risk of you playing is too great for the team, we cannot clear you. In that situation, by the way, he would collect his contract. You'd certainly have litigation with the insurance company as to whether they're responsible for the contract or Stephen Ross is. But the only caveat about let Tua make his own decision is if he's literally not medically cleared to play ever again, which was the Chris Bosh situation with the Heat, where he wanted to play, they would not clear him.
Because it was the blood clots.
Mm-hmm.
We see it. We know what a blood clot's going to do. If a blood clot breaks off and gets into your heart, like, you're going, like, you could die on the field. Concussions happen all the time. I don't know how many happened last week in the NFL, but I'm sure there were dozens. That's a part of the game. Blood clots aren't a part of the game, Hawk. So you tell your ACL, I come back from ACL. Jalen Phillips tore his Achilles. People come back from torn Achilles. You had a concussion. People come back from concussions. It's 100% on Tua's comfortability with this fact. But there's no – to your point, Hawk, I don't think there's a doctor in the world that would say, Tua, don't play football anymore. And that's why it's right back on Tua and his family to decide upon that.
You talk about, you know, dangerous jobs. Somebody texts in, Crowder, I couldn't agree with you more. I'm a pipe welder. It pays well enough to provide my family with anything they want. I know the health risk for welding for 30, but it doesn't matter. I worked my ass off to be able to provide like this for my family. I'm not giving it up. Somebody else texts in, I got to find it. There's so many texts today. A lot of people who are, you know, text doctors. I'm a former skateboarder, never pro, but I have easily had at least 10 to 15 concussions. Some days you'd slam down some stairs, get knocked out, get right back up, start skateboarding again. Like, that's why I say this stuff, like, it's not as easy as, hey, he's had five concussions or four concussions, four diagnosed concussions. I think we all agree we saw a fifth one against Buffalo a couple seasons ago. I don't think it's as easy as saying, hey, I've seen it. You got to stop playing because I'm no longer comfortable with you being out there. Like, it's not like, it's just not the way life works. Like, there are, I said it at 2 o'clock. There's base jumpers. Mm-hmm. There's, skydivers, there are mountain climbers, but what's the one where you go up on the like the I've seen the documentary. I forget what it's called.
The mountain and
where they scale like the side of a mountain that's completely flat almost. Mm-hmm. I forget what the actual term is, but there's people who do that who literally one misstep costs them their life, and they do it.
And also, I'm sure, I don't know, I have to look this up. Base jumpers and mountain scalers aren't making $40 million a year either. So think
right.
about
they're
that.
Doing it because that's who they are.
The welder, the officers, the military, they're risking their life, putting their life on the line for whatever it is. It's six figures, whatever. I'm sure it's not seven figures or eight figures. So now as Tua, I'm sitting there. I could play for another 5 years, literally, and make a quarter of $1 billion playing this game. I'm good. I'm going to figure out these concussions when I turn 60.
Right. And again, I'm not saying that I think he should play football anymore. I'm just telling you it's not the easy decision where you sit back because you got uncomfortable watching him on TV last night and you go, yeah, he needs to be done with that. Because plenty of family members would tell their kids, please stop base jumping. Free solo, Solana just texted. That's the documentary I saw on the solo alpine climbers. There's plenty of people who would say, hey, you've got to stop doing this for a living or this as a hobby because it's dangerous. It might affect. Didn't you do shark diving for a while? Don't you have a company that does shark diving? Listen,
I'm saying,
I'm not suggesting Tua plays ever again. I'm just telling you, this ain't an easy decision where you go, hey, I've seen enough. I'm calling it. It's not your decision to do that.
My wife, as my girlfriend, she went to our hog farm in Georgia. Me and Brian Crum played with me in Florida. We still have it. She watched me almost get my calf ripped out by a big boar hog. She's watched me walk through alligator-infested water and grab gators. This is for free.
Right, that's
I'm
for
doing
fun.
This for fun. I'm hunting raccoons. I'm walking and getting bitten by rattlesnakes, but I got my boots on for fun. And now you're going to tell me I can make $50 million a year and something might happen? I don't know. I would have to say I've caught close, mate, 50 plus gators in my life. Any one of those gators turn around the wrong angle, bite my face, I'm dead. That was a weekend getaway for me. Stupidity, yes, it is. Having a job that's dangerous, that's not stupidity. That's having a dangerous job. And that's honestly.
Plenty of people have them. Solana for fun go kayaking. Is. Kayaking can be very dangerous if a rogue wave comes up, you know, in Biscayne Bay or something.
But this all comes from the optics of how his concussions look.
This is not
Tua had a concussion. He was laying on the ground and was taken off the field. We've seen a number, like RC said, we played the sound earlier. There's guys who have had more concussions. Crowder, I'm sure you've had more than five concussions in your NFL career. I watched you play. You led with your head every single time when you made a tackle. Bad form, by the way. Like, this has to do with the fact that I was there in Cincinnati. I couldn't speak for 20 minutes watching him, and you see his fingers curl up, and you're like, what? And then to see it again.
It's painful to watch.
Last night, it wasn't even that he was on the ground. It was watching his legs and his hands make that motion. That's why people are now uncomfortable.
Because like I said, he walked off under his own power, and it wasn't like, you know, again, they had to put the neck brace on and cart him off.
But Hawk, Crowder, how many times in baseball do we see a 99 miles per hour fastball knock somebody out and they're on the ground for 10 minutes maybe, and then 3 weeks later they're back playing baseball? I mean,
like
you see it all the time.
Inning.
Yep.
Well, not that often. I may have been wrong with every other inning.
But now that I think about it, I've told the story. And it's funny that we're like, as I tell the story, we talk about it as men. Like, oh, yeah, Zach Thomas. Zach goes and makes a tackle. And everybody knows Zach led with his head. He gets up. He's supposed to call the huddle. He'll say, CC, get up front. Because he can't. He has to get his faculties back together because he just hit Marshawn Lynch helmet to helmet. He just bust Willis McGahee chest to chest. Like he did not want to be in front of the huddle because he wanted to get his stuff right. And he'd line up and go play the next play. When I tell those stories, it's Zach. He's a soldier, Zach Thomas. And I tell him with pride, like, man, Zach used to knock himself out and he'd be ready for the next play and he'd go out there and ball. But it wasn't him locked up. To Solana's point, I'd never seen Zach laying there with his hand curled up and his legs crossed, shaking. So why do I look at Tua's concussion the way I do over Zach's concussion that I take pride in telling the story about playing with a guy like Zach? It's what Solana said. It's the optics of it kind of gets
it's visual.
You. And it swung me on Tua last night in the stadium. I saw it on the TV and my mind went to, This is the second time I've seen your body not want to do something and your brain made it do it.
But we do that all the time. Ray Rice wasn't as bad till you saw the video.
Yep. Yep.
Diddy. Accusations and stories. You saw that hotel video? Holy hell, did that hit differently.
Mm-hmm.
Visually, when we consume something visually, it hits differently. Mm-hmm. And that's what's going on with Tua. It's happened in prime time twice. Let's wrap up these headlines here because we still have so much to get to, Solana.
And there's a lot to digest as well. So on top of the Dolphins' injuries, obviously there was a game yesterday and it did not bode well for the Miami Dolphins. They're off. They're off until next week. They're at Seattle next week. Talk
that
about
that game should have been carted off with a neck brace on.
Talk about a chaotic first 2 weeks of the season, man. It's never light with the Dolphins. You had Tyreek Hill getting detained in handcuffs before the game on week one.
Who was a leader? You took all the shine off that.
I think that was on purpose.
That's what a leader does.
You're right, though. Nobody talks about the arrest anymore. I got me a free cheetah T-shirt, and I don't even feel right wearing it.
The Packers have officially listed Jordan Love as questionable. Sunday, Packers play the Colts. He hasn't practiced at all this week. And Mike Tomlin has said that Russell Wilson will be listed as questionable for the game on Sunday.
Future Finns quarterback Russell Wilson?
I got a funny T-shirt. If it says, like, locked up with a picture of Tyreek in the handcuffs and then a picture of Tua with his little hand locked up, I don't know.
Something there. Flesh it out a little.
I thought it was funny. Like, they're both locked up. I'm sorry. Yeah.
What were Tyreek's numbers yesterday?
4 for 32.
Someone said something along the lines of he's been detained 2 weeks in a row. One time by the cops, one time by Buffalo defense.
Hey, choked out him and Waddle. I think him and Waddle together were like 7 for 65 or something. I was listening to Joe earlier.
Yeah, Tyreek Hill 3 for 24. And then Jalen Waddle 4 for 41. Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle did each have like some nice end around jet sweeps as well. So they got some yards on the ground, but it was minimal. I think Tyreek had like 1 for 12. And then Jalen Waddle, like 5 yards on that carry.
Because you don't want to feed those guys the ball too much. You want to spread it around to Dubose and Robbie Chosen, and you want to get those guys involved. You never get to the postseason if Dubose and Robbie Chosen aren't eating.
Guys on the routes, they know they ain't getting the ball. They run track. You call some guys. Michael Johnson, just take off.
The Marlins play tonight. Tomorrow, Sunday, they're in the nation's capital. 6:45 p.m. is your first start. Full college football slate, but obviously the Miami Hurricanes look to stay undefeated tomorrow. 3:30 p.m. at Hard Rock Stadium. They host Ball State.
All right.
All right, gentlemen, your weather from your Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE, youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. Another hot afternoon in South Florida. That is your weather.
All right, 15 minutes of game day uncensored. Actual talk about the actual football game. We will do that next.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Oh, no!
Hawk and Crowder.
I want to do 15 minutes of game day uncensored. What happened to Crowder? He doesn't seem to be on my video feed anymore.
He said, damn Wi-Fi. And to give him a minute. So hopefully
we get him reconnected here.
Yeah.
But we'll do 15 minutes of game day uncensored. That's brought to you by the Lexus RX, luxury SUV for those who never want to lose their edge. Experience amazing at your Lexus dealer. So there is football to talk from last night. It was a wildly disappointing game. Tua aside, they weren't looking good when he was in there. There's a million things to poke holes about last night's game. And I, you know, again, with Tua being out, it's kind of a wild card, so you don't know. But even if he was there, you wonder if last night was a harbinger of things to come for this season, which, again, goes back to your old narrative, which is they face a good team, they don't have it. They just don't have it. Here's from USA Today, Dolphins Wire. Studs and duds from last night's game. The first stud that would jump out to you is probably the one who jumps out to everyone. Who would it be for you, Solana?
There was only one stud in last night's game, and it was Devon Achane.
Bingo. Devon Achane, they write in USA Today. Let's start with the positive. Devon Achane is still that dude. Despite entering the night questionable with an ankle injury, Achane was easily the Dolphins' best player in the loss. 96 rushing yards, 69 receiving yards, both of which led both teams. During his electric rookie year, Achane usually played the change of pace role in the Dolphins' backfield, where he most hurt, getting the majority of the carries and the newcomer serving as the occasional call. On Thursday night, Achane showed he's plenty capable of being a bell cow if necessary. His 29 total touches were a career high, and Achane wasn't afraid to batter his way to yards between tackles. I was so impressed with him last night. They used him for everything. And if he wasn't out there, there was no offense. Now the duds. And there are plenty. Where do you want me to start? Wide receiver three. They write in USA Today. The Dolphins' utter lack of a reliable third wide receiver was never more glaring than Thursday night. Tua's first interception of the night bounced directly off the shoulder pad of Grant Dubose, and his second sailed over the head of Robbie Chosen. It was tough to immediately tell how much at fault Tagovailoa was on the passes, but it wasn't hard to see that neither were on the same page with the quarterback. What is clear, and has been clear, is that the Dolphins are severely lacking a third option at receiver after Tyreek Hill and Jaylen Waddle. That proved costly on Thursday. There's no way of getting around that. They have not had a receiver or a tight end look decent in the first two games.
And we talk so much about roster depth, and I know how much it matters later in the season. Last year, Hawk, I mean, Tyreek was banged up in the final couple weeks of the season. Jaylen Waddle was banged up for a lot of the season last year. Who was the guy that was going to step up? And it was Mostert, and it was Devon Achane at times.
Well, also River Craycraft. That's a big, he's a big loss.
Absolutely. And Eric
Berrios has been non-existent.
No.
And Odell Beckham just not available.
And Eric Ezukama either has been injured or there's just no trust there.
You'd have figured last night was a night where maybe he would have been out there and getting some tosses. They obviously do not see much in him.
But I think it's a little bit deeper than just lack of depth. I mean, part of it has to be on McDaniel, does it not, Hawk? I know we criticized some of his play calling with Skylar Thompson under center after Tua had to leave the game. But again, I mentioned on those two interceptions in the first quarter, Tyreek and Waddle aren't on the field for either of those plays. You're throwing deep passes on third down to to Grant Dubose, and then I think it was second down to Robbie Chosen. Tua's a spot receiver. He needs chemistry with his wide receivers, and you have two of the best five wide receivers in the NFL on the sidelines for deep passes against the most important opponent you face all season in what felt like a statement game. It makes no sense to me.
It was maddening. It was maddening. Another dud from last night. Tua Tagovailoa, according to USA Today, and this is obviously injury aside. They say there's significant concern for Tua after he suffered a concussion Thursday night that appeared to be very serious. And if the quarterback is out for any amount of time, it's a huge blow for the Dolphins' offense that was among the best in the NFL last season with Tagovailoa at the reins. But none of that changes the fact that Thursday was a rough outing for the quarterback. While an argument could be made that the first two interceptions weren't entirely on him, his third of the night was an inexplicable mistake that all but erased any hope of a Dolphins comeback. Add in the lack of urgency on the drive before halftime, and it was a poor showing from Tagovailoa through and through. Brings me to the next dud, Mike McDaniel's clock management. This drove me insane.
Crazy.
At the end of the first half. Insane. They write in USA Today, no, but seriously, what was up with the last drive of the first half? With more than 3 minutes left in the second quarter and all three timeouts, it seemed the Dolphins had all the tools necessary to try to cut the Bills' 24-7 lead to 10 points before halftime. Instead, they were so casual about their drive that they settled for a field goal on a third down on the outskirts of the red zone. 3 points was far from the worst result possible for that drive, but it sure would have been a good idea for the Dolphins to at least take some shots at the end zone or exhaust their downs before settling. That was maddening as well. I couldn't believe what I was watching.
Then you come after that entire debacle, right after halftime, first drive for the Bills. You have 12 players on defense. You have to burn a timeout early in that second half. The whole situation was maddening. And, Hawk, you finally found something that works for you on third and one. You got Lusaka 2.0 and Alec Ingold. But it's obvious if you're going to run it every single time.
That was maddening as well. My text blew up when he got stuffed. And it was like, we all know that it's going to be Ingold. We all know it. They know it.
I know that Mike McDaniel and Chris Greer laughed off any concerns with the offensive line. I know. And maybe they would have been right, Hawk. Maybe. But last night, it looked like we were right with concerns about the offensive line, and they were wrong. Because after that play, Tua gets sacked. First play following that sack is a 40-something yard touchdown from Cook. And all of a sudden, you're down 24-7. And then the bad clock management after that. I mean, again, it was a domino effect. Everything that could have gone wrong yesterday in the game went wrong for the Miami Dolphins.
Another dud from USA Today, Jordan Poyer. In Poyer's first game against his former team, the veteran safety didn't exactly make the Bills regret cutting him earlier this year. If anything, he gave them every reason to believe they did the right thing. Poyer struggled in coverage, took a poor angle that sprung James Cook loose for a 49-yard touchdown run, and picked up a 15. $15 by cutting Poyer in March. But on Thursday night, they looked better off with DeMar Hamlin, regardless of the price. Yeah. Another dud from last night. What's that?
No, I mean, that it's tough to swallow because yesterday, yeah, we're previewing the game in the 2 o'clock hour, Hawk, in a shortened show. And what did I tell you? Well, I think the Dolphins have better personnel. The Bills have a whole new defense. They haven't established an identity. Josh Allen had to be Superman to win their first game against the Arizona Cardinals. I mean, this bodes well for Miami at home with a team on short rest having to travel. Like, all the things that you felt you had in your favor, it looked the complete opposite. Josh Allen didn't have to be Superman. He threw for less than 200 yards yesterday. The guy you plucked from Buffalo that we all said was going to be huge in helping you understand that defense and beat it didn't look like the guy you were expecting this year either.
Another dud. Dolphins pass rush. Chop Robinson showed some flashes, and a couple blitzers forced Josh Allen to roll towards the sideline. But that was about it on a zero sack night for the Dolphins defense. After getting a sack in his first game back from the Achilles injury, Jalen Phillips only played 23 snaps and made hardly any impact. Veterans Emmanuel Ogba and Quinton Bell didn't do much of anything either. And there's one other stud they list from last night, the throwback unis.
Yeah.
They do look good. But, man, that was a rough game to watch. Tua aside, concussion aside, that was a rough game to watch.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Oh, no!
Hawk and Crowder.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
How about this from Adam Beasley, Pro Football Network? If Tua Tagovailoa is going to miss extended time, the Dolphins should get Ryan Tannehill and just run an updated version of that Titans offense. Play defense, run the football, and take downfield shots with Tyreek and Waddle. I mean, it's an oversimplification, but hey, don't bring in Ryan Tannehill to play the offense that you had planned for. Bring him in and run that Titan-style offense. You've got Achane. Like, again, I don't know about the offensive line. Achane seems to be able to make something out of nothing. Mostert, when he gets healthy, saw a couple flashes from Jalen Wright last night. Run the ball. Let Ryan Tannehill run. Listen, it gives me the shakes as well. Let Ryan Tannehill run that offense, and every once in a while, you take a downfield shot with Tyreek or Waddle.
Yeah, I mean, I guess you could convince me that that's the right route to take, but I don't think that this team is set up to play that way. And Hawk, I mean,
Well, what were they set up to play like when Skyler came in? Because I didn't know what I was watching.
Hawk, they're set up to play with a guy like Tua who gets the ball out in under 2.5 seconds. Period. End of story. And all this talk we had in the offseason about them establishing different styles of play offensively and utilizing different weapons, and then all the guys we talked about who were going to come in, the tight ends, and make a difference. I mean, a game and 3-quarter sample size, none of it worked. And the second Buffalo took Waddle and Tyreek out of the game, Tua was forced to throw to the middle of the field, and he threw 2 interceptions to guys that have been on the roster for less than a month. I mean,
well, it's like you say, when he has to get rid of the ball super quickly, it's all based on timing and relationships.
Yeah.
He doesn't have any timing or relationship with Grant Dubose.
None. And the second he has to hold the ball a little bit longer, the pocket collapses. You saw it on that fourth down play after the handoff on 3rd and 1 got stuffed to Lusaka 2.0, Alec Ingold. He stepped back. He looked for his first read. Waddle wasn't there. He tried to step up into the pocket, and there was 3 guys waiting to sack him already. Hawk, I'm cool with whoever the Dolphins go get. You got to do something, right? I think we're all in agreement. Even though,
well,
I'm the Skyler guy. I mean,
Skyler's going to be their quarterback. That's what Mike McDaniel made it sound like today. It sounds like they're going to go get veteran help as well. They've got who? Tim Boyle on the roster right now on the practice squad.
Yeah, Tim Boyle.
I don't know. You know, I read to you earlier. You guys were laughing at some of the names, but from Spotrac, here are some of the quarterbacks potentially available. Ryan Tannehill. These guys are free agents. Like, they can come play for you right now. Ryan Tannehill, Ben DiNucci, Blaine Gabbert, Matt Barkley, Trevor Siemian. The next 4 are practice squad guys. Generally, you can pluck a guy off the practice squad if you're going to give them a roster spot. Mike White, he happened to be there last night. Ryan Fitzpatrick was there last night, too. I wouldn't mind asking him if he wanted to suit up. Mike White, Desmond Ridder, he's on the Arizona practice squad. Nathan Peterman, he's on the Atlanta practice squad, and Tyler Huntley's on the Baltimore practice squad. And then a couple of suggestions from Spotrac that you could trade. You could trade for Trey Lance. He's QB3 in Dallas. And you could trade, my favorite, Josh Dobbs. He's QB3 in San Francisco.
Yeah, to me, the best option there is Ryan Tannehill, because I'm just being honest here, and I don't want to do doom.
You don't have to give up anything.
You don't have to give up anything, man. And I don't want to do doom and gloom after week two. I really don't, because I believe Tua Tagovailoa is going to play again this year. I really do.
I will start listening to Big O again on YouTube if they go out and sign Ryan Tannehill, because I think that would be the most incredible turn of events. Big O is not going to know what to do.
Bring back.
You won't know what to do.
Bring back Adam Gase too. Just have him on the sidelines doing Sudoku, just to hear how Big O reacts.
Please don't.
Can you imagine what would happen if they brought back Ryan Tannehill? Big O's head would explode. I think a lot of Dolphins fans' heads would explode, to be quite honest.
What B said though, just play defense, try to win close games, get a deep shot to Tyreek Waddle. Like, fine, sign me up. It's better than the alternative, which is what we saw last night in the fourth quarter, which was abysmal. But, Hawk, I mean, the defense didn't look good. And Buffalo's weapons suck. I mean, nobody – Devon Achane had more receiving yards than anybody on Buffalo yesterday.
Wild. I'm guessing Josh Allen went under on rushing and passing.
Yeah. I mean, that's the scary part. And, well, think about it. They're up 24-7. Both of their first two touchdown drives – came in the Dolphins' territory because Miami threw interceptions.
Let me give away these Marlins tickets, and then we'll get to the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour on this Football Friday. Marlins season winding down. This is your final chance this week. We've got tickets for you to go see Beer Fest at Lone Depot Park when the Braves are in town September 21st. You go there for Beer Fest, enjoy a sampling of domestic, international, and local craft brews. Got to be 21 or over to win. What caller number do you want to take? Oh, look at that. Crowder's back. What caller number do you want to take for these Marlins tickets?
13, Baker's Dozen.
13 for a Baker's Dozen. Today's Friday the 13th, by the way.
Oh,
I don't like that.
Look at that. Yeah, well, yeah. You looked confused when he said a Baker's Dozen, Solana. Have you never heard that before?
I have never heard of a Baker's Dozen.
A Baker's Dozen is 13.
Yeah. But I know what a dozen is. It's 12.
Correct. And a baker's dozen is 13. So if you go to a bagel place or a donut place and they're having a special for a baker's dozen, you're actually getting 13, not 12.
No, I know what a dozen is. It's 12. I don't know what you're talking about.
Because he looked confused. You know what I mean? Like, I saw you look confused there. Yeah, baker's dozen is 13. Caller 13, 305-567-0560 gets the Marlins tickets. 305-567-0560. Caller number 13.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Oh, no!
Hawk and Crowder.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.